reopening from the pandemic, we are hiring for full and part-time key holders at select stores. If you know anyone looking for a fun job, this might be for them. Apply online at loverslane.com.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Happy Pride Month! All month long, with every purchase, we're giving away Lovers Lane rainbow highlighters in store and online while supplies last.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Hello again, everyone. This is the Intimacy Advisor Podcast, and my name is Haley. I am an intimacy expert online, a romance specialist in our stores, and the host of our fabulous podcast, which is all about connecting and bonding with your partner, self-love, more intimacy, and today's topic of discussion seems to be a really hot item to discuss because I feel like there's just so much curiosity about the topic. There's so many different ways that this can look, whether short-term or long-term. And there are really a lot of non-traditional relationships that can be involved with this. And I'm talking about threesomes here. So just diving into it, of course, with a threesome, I can always suggest toys, fetish gear, everything that could really, you know, make your evening all the more fun. I could suggest things like that all day. But first and foremost, the biggest thing that has to happen when we talk about threesomes is intention. Because I would say, from what I've seen, that 90% of people at least that discuss threesomes are already established couples and they're looking to add their third. While I think the third in question here is kind of just open to being that third partner. And if you're kind of like in limbo in your relationships and you enjoy just being a third, that is awesome too. And this is kind of where the term unicorn comes into play, or bull, just depending on who you're looking to have join and what type of relationship you're in. I would say that most people in the lifestyle aren't exactly in love with the terms unicorn and bull, but it works. I mean, they're rare for a unicorn, right? And they're horny, haha, with the horn on the top of their head. Bull is also a term that's used to describe a dominant man that's a third in a relationship or in a threesome. But I would say that using the term a third is the most gender neutral and not really seen in a negative light like some of the other ones are. Most of the people that use the little unicorn emoji for dating apps or for threesome apps, it helps to kind of identify what exactly you're looking for, but I would say that it's a little bit of a flag for newer, open, hetero couples, which is a-okay, but just so you guys have the information that you need, especially if you are that third and you're open to trying something different with an established couple. So if you've never had a threesome, or if you're curious or excited maybe how that could look in your current relationship or even a friendship, the very first conversation that needs to be had is why. And this is something that you can really have with yourself or with your partner. It doesn't necessarily need to be a conversation that you have with the third, but you really need to identify what is the purpose for your threesome. Because if you're just attempting to please your partner because they want a threesome, then it's going to go really sour. Or maybe are you being asked by your partner for a threesome and you're curious about it, but you're not actually like aroused or excited by the idea, then you might feel a lot of jealousy when that actually starts. And if you have any of these negative connections with the thought of trying a threesome, I'm gonna say hold off. It might not be for you yet. Because what you need to remember is that a threesome does not fix problems in a relationship. Even if that's something that they really desire or that you really desire, if everybody isn't on board, it is going to completely ruin whatever foundation of a relationship that you have. Threesomes take a lot of trust, and they take a really solid foundation to bring a third person into a sexual relationship that you might have with somebody that you really like or even love. However, if your reasoning behind it is that it sounds really exciting to you, maybe you're queer and you're enjoying different genders outside of your relationship simply because you want to have a threesome, and like I said, everyone involved is on the same page, then that's where it gets really exciting. Then that's where you can move forward. I can't tell you how often I have people come into the store and they say, you know, my partner isn't interested in toys. How do I get them to open up? My partner isn't interested in a threesome, but I really want one. What should I do? And I am not a magician to convince somebody of doing something that they're uncomfortable with. It's really in your relationship, and you need to decide if that's a make or break for you. Because if a threesome is something that you are, I need to do this, I desire this, this is something that I need in a relationship, and the partner that you're with has no interest and maybe feels jealousy or maybe feels just uncomfortable with that idea, is it going to break you up and you are going to live separate sexual and emotional lives? Or is it something that maybe you can discuss that this is really important to me because, for example, you can maybe be bisexual or pansexual, and maybe your partner, maybe you're a man. Let's just go back a step. Let's say that you're a man and you're in a relationship with a woman, but maybe you are bi or pansexual, and of course, you still want to explore your sexuality. Well, maybe your partner is uncomfortable with having a third person, no matter what gender or orientation they are. And it's just really, it's discussions like that. Maybe they're completely on board. Maybe they say, hey, listen, I accept you for who you are. I think that maybe you being with a man is something that I cannot provide for you. So let's open our relationship in a threesome, in something more open, in something more open where you can experiment with other men or whoever else you're interested in. But the real ticket to anything like this that's a little bit, you know, non-traditional, non-conventional, the world is definitely changing where these experiences are much, much more common than they ever were before. However, you need to remember that when moving forward with something like this, it's all about communication. That is the number one thing. Because if you are sneaking around, cheating, lying, anything like that, that's where your relationship is just going to get super rocky. So just be honest about intention and keep the communication flowing. So let's say you were in a relationship and two of the three people, right, because we're working for threesomes here, so your relationship that you're in is on board now. But before you go start searching for this third person, you really need to establish the boundaries that you are and are not comfortable sharing with your partner or with another person. You should also have a conversation with your partner about what type of person your third is. What kind of personality, what kind of genitals are you open to including in your threesome? For example, if your girlfriend is straight, maybe, right? But you're picturing a female-female-male threesome, then there needs to be some real boundaries in play and lots of communication. Maybe she doesn't want to perform oral on the woman because she's straight and she's not into that. Or whatever the boundary is, it's just organic openness, communication. You could even take notes if you really want to lay it all out perfect. But this needs to happen in your relationship before you even look for or talk to your third. You and your partner should know what is and is not expected before you go searching for another person. And then when you finally do, you're also going to reiterate these boundaries with that third. You need to all be on the same page every step. Of course, if you already have an established relationship and you're looking for a third, there's a lot of intimacy and closeness, and you guys have decided to find somebody else. So figure it out in a way that's not going to make your relationship crumble before bringing in that third party. There should be no surprises. And, you know, for example, like a boundary you can set is I see very often that a partnership doesn't want me or any other third not to share passionate kisses. That is a huge, very common boundary. Or you could say, you know, if you can say no anal play, and maybe somebody could say no toy play. I mean, there's just a whole list of whatever you are or are not comfortable with, make it known. And then you also can lay out some things that you're really excited about too. You could say something like, I have an idea in my mind, and it includes, you know, me getting penetrated while giving another person oral, or something like that, where directions are really clear across these three people so that everyone's comfortable and on the same page. Because you can also, you know, remember that if it's not okay with one person, but the other parties always need to respect that. So let's just say that a penis owner is going to say no toys for them, right? But the other two people are open to playing with them. That doesn't mean that they need to be excluded from the fun. It just can't be forgotten about that that's a boundary for that person. So on the other side here, if toys are on the table, which I completely do suggest because there's a ton of really great devices to help connect the three of you. There's something like harnesses that work really well for two vulva owners, or strapless strap-ons, which are an amazing invention. They are actually built for the person that is wearing it to be inserted, but it cradles up, so it's going to push on the G-spot, and usually it has a little bit of a texture, so when they're thrusting, then you also are going to get both clitoral and G-spot play, and then it's basically like a dildo attached to the front of that toy, but there's no straps, so you can still grab hold of the hips and not have to worry about any loose strings kind of falling down. There's also some underwear style harnesses that are really popular. I've heard that they're much more comfortable. And maybe if it's female, female, male, you could do the strap thing while maybe performing oral on the third person. A lot of thruple couples also take turns with vibration toys, dildos, or even a penis. It can be really exciting and a way different experience than the traditional two people together. But if you're going to be fluid bonded, which means let's just say something inserted in one vagina and then to another, you really need to have a conversation about STI testing before anything happens. Have a conversation about where ejaculate goes. Have a conversation about who brings condoms. A lot of people actually use color-coded condoms if there's two penises or two vaginas. I think that's a cute little trick I've heard over the years. In a male, female, male threesome, stroking toys, prostate toys, things like C-rings, those all definitely help too, because it's not only going to enhance, but it helps prolong your experience. If you use a C-ring, it actually helps create longer, harder erections with increased blood flow. So if you're sharing a partner with another penis owner, it can be really helpful to wear a C-ring. Maybe if you're kind of sitting on the side for a minute, you get to watch before you get back into the action, because it's going to keep that harder, strong erection so you don't have to get hard again. Also, something like a prostate stimulator to keep the blood flow is a really great tool. I really like the Lalo Bruno massager, and the Hugo was very, very similar, but the Hugo has a remote too. So that is really good for either couple or throuple play. There's also the Nexus G Stroker. That one has beads on the sphincter area. Super high powered stimulators, all three of these ones are. They're not bulky too, which is great because you don't want anything like almost getting in the way. There's going to be lots of hands involved, lots of touching. And some of the ones with more of a handle can kind of get in the way. So I like these three, the two by Lalo, the Bruno, the Hugo, and then the one by Nexus. It's called the G-Stroker. So let's say you finish this episode and threesomes are something that you love. Or if you have a little bit of money to spend and you want to have a really, really great time, something that seems like it's not necessary, but it's crazy how well it helps, is a sex machine. The way that penetration is no longer a responsibility of one or more persons, it's really nice for threesomes. Lots of machines aren't only for penetration now. There's actually one that's called the Cowgirl, or another called the Lovebot Saddle Machine, and Lovers Lane sells them both on our website. They have super strong vibrations. These are like three wands in one or more. That Cowgirl is the strongest thing I've ever touched. Or if it's just not budget friendly for you right now because they tend to get a little expensive, there's also the position furniture from Liberator, which takes a lot of hands out of the equation. Somebody can always get some penetration because it holds whatever dildo's your favorite. So you can just stick a toy into it. You can almost like ride it, or it's great for DP for threesomes too, just depending on the genitals that are involved in your ménage à trois. But there's also a couple from Liberator that hold bullets or wands or massagers, all different shapes and sizes, just depending on who's going to be joining you. So let's kind of switch a little bit around and imagine for those that might be listening, or for somebody that just thinks that it might be a little bit, you know, maybe a spark of curiosity for them, or you're looking at me crazy, like you're just not sure why somebody would want to be the third. But being a third, being a unicorn, being a bull is an amazing way to, one, explore your sexuality. And if you're polyamorous or you don't want something with lots of commitment, or maybe you do, maybe you're looking for not one partner, but two that already have this solid foundation, believe it or not, that people in relationships have already shown each other commitment and lots of love, and maybe you've had a hard time finding that and it's something you desire, so you could go for a couple. And I have to say, with everyone in a mindset like this, being open to being a third, being open to opening a relationship, it can be some of the most exciting and best sex ever. Remember, as the third, don't feel like whatever boundaries that a couple has laid out mean that you don't get a say in what boundaries are and are not okay for you. You get to add if there's any lines that can't be crossed. You get to add if there's anything else you desire, or that maybe you're just looking forward to or you want to try. And when you overcome the obstacle of what preferences you want and what limits look like to you, you should feel really confident in what's going to happen and what could be on the table. And now, as a couple, your search for your third, or as a third, your search for your other two wheels that you're going to need, begins. So if you're a couple searching, you should know or be able to communicate which type of person and which genitals are desired to bring home. Same thing is true if you're the third and you're looking to join. There's a lot of ways to meet people that are interested in having a threesome. You can kick it old style and meet people in a social setting, maybe like a bar or a concert or something, which is actually being able to happen again post-COVID. Or set your COVID boundaries as well. Don't forget that. There's a ton of apps where you can display if you're vaccinated or not and other preferences that you have for dating or for hookups or maybe for threesomes. I don't know who's been on Tinder or Bumble recently, but there are many profiles where two people create couples profiles that shows two people. They post a picture of both of them together and both their names rather than just a one person, like the more traditional sense of dating apps. And of course, everyone can swipe if you're interested or not. There's two other apps that I think are really awesome for group sex or for threesomes. And those are called ThreeFun. It's the number 3 and then F-U-N, all one word. So it's kind of perfect for threesomes. It's called ThreeFun. And then the other one is called Field, and it's spelled F-E-E-L-D, Field. Both of these apps allow each partner to make a profile, and then you can link your partner together with yourself in a way that shows who your partner is. So let's say that I'm a third and I go on to Field or ThreeFun and I'm starting to swipe. There will just be maybe one person on a profile and I can say yes or no, but if I scroll down and read their bio, it will have their partner's profile linked right to the front, so I can click on their partner before I even say yes or no, which I think is an awesome feature. And then, so if all three of you swipe yes on each other, then you can start chatting. You can even make a profile for group sex too. So if I was a couple and I was swiping on another couple, all four of you can start chatting. You know, have an open mind. There are so many people in polyamorous or ethically non-monogamous relationships right now, and they might be dating someone and having threesomes of their own in their relationship, but they might want to step out and be able to be the third and join a different relationship for a threesome. There's a lot of different dynamics there. Or maybe in their current main relationship, their partner has something limited that they may want to explore with or try. The really awesome, incredible thing about group sex and threesomes and openness is there's a lot of careful discussion that happens. You always play with people who are understanding and willing to have these extensive, sometimes, discussions. And of course, people that you're excited about playing with. As long as everyone is a consenting 18 and up adult, there should be no worries as long as you are excited about being with that person. If you're nervous about meeting someone either in a social setting or on dating apps, I suggest asking your friends. If there's someone that you trust, just honestly ask them, you know, have you ever had a threesome? Because there are so many more people that have than you think. And if I'm not a credible enough source for you all, you know, ask somebody that actually has had one that you can maybe confide in them to ask about their experience and how did they go about setting that up. I'll dive into my personal experiences a bit simply because most people want to know. So if you have any awesome threesome stories as well, email me or reach out to me or grab me on any of our social pages. My husband and I have field and three fun, mainly for group sex scenarios like couple swapping or occasionally finding awesome humans interested in the both of us. We've chatted with cis women like a unicorn, cis men like a bull, and even some trans women. From my experience, there is usually a quick introduction, so something along the lines of jumping in their DMs and saying, hey, you know, you're cute, I like something on your profile or whatever, and then communicate what everyone's in search of. So after you say hey and introduce yourself, just be like, hey, what are you looking for on here? You can say, this is the scenario I would like to try, and these are what the different things I'm not interested in doing at all. And then usually they will reciprocate that and always make sure to ask. If they don't, keep in mind there might be some distance between you and the third, so you got to work out some technicalities like where it's going to happen and of course when it's going to happen. And remember to figure out who brings stuff, like who's going to bring some toys, some condoms, some lubricant. And the biggest thing that I think that a lot of people look over, and it could be an awkward interaction if you skip it, is you gotta ask if you're having a sleepover or not. Most often, people are open to splitting the cost of a hotel room, even if they're not staying the night, or if you want to handle that expense, that's fine too. But if they are staying the night, even talk about things like who sleeps in the middle. In my experience, most often the same sex of the third in the partnership sleeps in the middle, but it can be an easy conversation to answer that question too. Remember that no negotiations about limits should happen with your clothes off, because then you feel a lot of pressure. Everything should not be a surprise. Make sure that you see photos of the person that you're looking to meet with. You can call them, you can FaceTime them, you can video chat with them. Remember that what you're planning on doing is something intimate, so don't continue if you don't feel safe. And then my other real big tip here is to remember that if you're in a partnership and you're inviting a third, that third person is not built for a fantasy. They're a real person and they do not need to be treated like an object. And, you know, I hope that most people know these things right off the bat, but it's always a little bit more heated with anticipation. It can be easy to forget. So I'm just here to remind you. And as always, if this helped you or if you have an experience you would like to share, please let me know. I am all ears. I would love to hear about your experiences and how you plan your threesomes and what your weekends are looking like. So reach out to me. My email is Haley. It's Haley at loverslane.com. We are on Instagram. Intimacy Advisor Pod is the handle. And we're also on Twitter. The handle there is at @IA_pod. You can find us on Facebook under Intimacy Advisor Podcast. Happy Pride Month, everyone, to all my polyamorous, ethically non-monogamous, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, humans, and plus. I will talk to you all again next Monday. Bye-bye. Lovers Lane. Lovers Lane. Couples that play together, stay together.